Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. The holiday season to me is always a time to celebrate and give thanks. Certainly heading the list of things I'm thankful for, without a doubt, my kids, my grandkids, my wonderful friends, incredible clients, and all their animals from whom I have always learned something with every single encounter. Certainly my own pets and plants, my little house. But because of the books and articles I've been reading, this year I'm also thankful for something that some of you might find quite unusual. I'm thankful that I had the opportunity to dissect a wide variety of animals during my education. I dissected a worm, a frog, two fetal pigs, a cat, a dog, a horse, a cow, chicken. For those who have been educated in the current system where computer simulations have replaced dissections, that's horrifying. I look at it differently. I think of it in terms of knowing and understanding animals from the inside out. I think of it in terms of what I had to learn about myself as well as those animals. It wasn't easy to dissect them. When you turn on a computer simulation, you don't have to deal with all the moral and ethical conflicts that you have to deal with when you're faced with a preserved specimen, an animal that has been raised specifically to be killed so that you can learn. That's a heavy responsibility, and it's not easy. So dissecting animals is a very, very difficult emotional chore. It's also mentally difficult. You have to learn a lot of strange names and strange relationships. And you also learn that there's a tremendous variety in there. Veins and arteries don't always look like the textbook drawings. So I'm grateful that I had that experience. I'm also grateful that I learned about behavior from the inside out. I learned about the full range of normal behaviors, all the different behaviors that animals use to establish and protect their territories, to build their homes, to enable them to get along with members of their own kind and members of different species. I learned about all of the different amazing, amazing behaviors they use when they court, mate, reproduce, and raise their young. This wasn't any easier emotionally than dealing with my thoughts about dissecting an animal. I had to learn the benefits of what some might consider negative displays, like the advantages of infanticide and siblicide and incest and homosexuality. I couldn't even talk to my parents and a lot of my friends about what I was learning about normal animal behavior. But you know what? What I learned from studying animals both physically and behaviorally from the inside out, and dealing with all of the messy emotions and prejudices and fears that I had, was that I became a better person. I gained respect for those animals that I never would have gained otherwise. Oh, I could have said that I was doing this or not doing that because I love them so much. I could have summoned the positive emotion without any difficulty at all. But the respect, the empathy, the ability to get inside their skin, inside their minds, as best any member of a different species can, came from the sometimes physically, mentally, and morally painful process of learning about them from the inside out. Knowing from the inside out isn't easy. Sometimes it hurts. It hurts. It hurts a lot. But I'm thankful I had the opportunity.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.